This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1087. Are you interested in traveling the world and working at the same time? By Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here. Welcome back to Optimal Work Daily, or welcome for the first time if you are a new listener. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs anywhere covering our work lives. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Are you interested in traveling the world and working at the same time? By Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Before I started running my online business full-time, I had a desk job where I received a couple of weeks of vacation a year. Before that, I worked in a position for over 5 years, which gave me no vacation time whatsoever. While I realized that not everyone receives vacation time, I knew having limited traveling time was not good enough for me. Even though I have to work while I'm traveling since I'm location independent, I wouldn't have it any other way. Being able to work remotely is a dream. I enjoy traveling, seeing new places, and being able to work at the same time. Being a digital nomad isn't perfect, but it is a lot of fun. Just in 2015, I have traveled to the states of Nevada, California, Washington, Wyoming, Utah, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and of course the states of Colorado and Missouri. I've been on the road for the majority of the year, and I don't plan on changing that anytime soon. In fact, I'm currently looking at the beautiful Jackson Lake and the mountains in Grand Teton National Park while typing this post. Many of you seem to be interested in possibly living the location-independent lifestyle as well. I know it's a dream for many, but there are things to think about. Being location-independent still means that you have to work and earn money. Continue listening if you're interested in learning how to become a digital nomad. 1. Figure out how you will support yourself. There are many ways to support yourself and travel at the same time. Whatever you decide to do, figuring it out ahead of time is usually a good idea. You may find an employer who allows you to work from your laptop and phone. You may decide to run your own business, or you may decide to find work as you go. This leads to my next tip. 2. Have a plan. Having a plan is a good idea if you want to travel and work at the same time. Some of the things you will want to think about if you want to learn how to become a digital nomad include: what will you do to earn money? How much will you need to earn in order to survive? Will you need to save money before you leave? How long do you plan on traveling for? What will you do for health insurance? Will you have a home base? How will you receive mail? What will you do for internet? Will you need a visa in order to work? 3, determine your pace. There are pros and cons to traveling slowly or quickly. Traveling slowly is what I prefer, as you can usually travel more affordably this way. It's more affordable because usually transportation costs are what eats up a travel budget. Plus, you have more time to enjoy each place that you're visiting, since you will not be in a rush to move on to the next city. Traveling quickly means that you may be able to visit more places. If you're in a time crunch, then this may be what you decide to do. If you are able to work remotely, then this may be possible. However, if you're working as you travel in each specific city, this may be more difficult, since you will have to hold a job for a longer period of time. 4. Back up all of your work. I highly recommend you keep backups of everything you do if you work primarily from your laptop. You never know if your phone, laptop, or camera will experience water damage, be stolen, and so on. You will save yourself a lot of pain and anger by having backups of all of your work. 5. Work ahead. Planning and working ahead are both what helps keep me sane. This way, if I come across an area with no internet, if I really love an area I'm visiting, or if I'm unable to work for some other reason, then I can still have fun and not feel as stressed out. Trust me, this is key. I'm in Wyoming, and the internet so far hasn't been the greatest. I haven't been able to work as much as I normally would, but the fact that I have planned and worked ahead has helped me greatly. 6. Unplug occasionally if you work remotely. The toughest thing I have a problem with while traveling is unplugging. Being location independent means that it can sometimes be hard to have a good work-life balance. This is because if you are able to bring your work wherever with you, then it may be hard to separate your work and life. 7. Travel hack. Since you'll be traveling a lot, you may want to find a way to save money on your trips. Travel hacking may allow you to travel for cheap or even free in some cases. 8. Keep yourself motivated. Whether you're working for someone else or you're your own boss, you will need to keep yourself motivated since you won't have anyone hovering over your shoulder telling you to get work done if you work remotely. If you're having a hard time staying motivated and completing work, then you may want to set a designated work schedule for yourself. This may help you stay on track, just like if you are going into an office. And 9, enjoy yourself. In the end, you should enjoy yourself. Traveling all over the world yet only seeing the inside of a hotel room wouldn't be any fun. Get out there, work remotely, and see the world. You just listened to the post titled, "Are You Interested in Traveling the World and Working at the Same Time?" by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And thank you to Michelle, one of our regular authors here. She created Making Sense of Sense to keep track of her financial progress, help readers improve their finances, and help her own personal finances. Just as one example, due to this, she was able to pay off $38,000 in student loans in just 7 months. For a while, she lived in an RV touring North America, and these days she lives on a sailboat. She and her husband actually sold their house and became full-time travelers. And like many of the authors on our shows, she went from being in debt to financially free. She publishes monthly income updates, and she's pretty open about how she now earns over $100,000 a month online. So check that out. Again, her site is MakingSenseOfSense.com. But that is going to do it for today. I do hope you enjoyed our post and that you'll join me again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.